say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I'm glad to have in the studio with me the Community Engagement Officer, whom I call the CEO, of the Hastings Police Department, Whitney Ranowski. Officer Ranowski, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We're going to be discussing upcoming engagement programs between the community and the Hastings Police Department and the City of Hastings throughout the summer, but I would like to start by requesting a check the welfare call for Mother Nature, wherever she lives in town, if you could get some officers over there to make sure she's doing all right.
I think we've all gotten a little concerned about Mother Nature, and hopefully we can figure out her situation soon.
That would be good. I'm ready for springtime. I'm ready for sunshine and green. I miss green.
I do too. It seems like we've gotten a couple of glimpses of it recently, and then it's back to that white, snowy, dreary rain and snow.
Yeah, it has been. And really quickly, kind of an aside there, it's always very encouraging to me when I'm walking into work, bright sunny day, blue skies, and these trees in the next yard over, big green, just looks beautiful.
It
makes the time worth it. It really does. We're going to get into things that the community can use their time for with engaging with the police department of the Hastings, Hastings Police Department. And you have a number of programs that you had running last year that you're going to try again, and we have a whole list of them. We're just going to kind of go through the list because they kind of work from things that are happening here within a week or so all the way through the end of summer.
Correct.
The thing that I want to start with is what you call Coffee with a Cop, and that's coming up, looks like, on the 21st. So fill us in on that, please.
Yes, we're going to hold our first Coffee with a Cop event here at Froth and Cork on the 21st from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. People are more than welcome to join us, grab a cup of coffee, ask questions. There's absolutely no agenda. So it's just an opportunity to get to know the local police department who's working the streets, keeping our community safe. We'll hopefully be able to do a couple more events throughout the rest of the year. We like to stagger it amongst our other events.
Sure.
So join us next week on, I believe it's Tuesday, March 21st.
All right. And how many officers will be in attendance?
At least three.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have a couple more be able to stop by. It's all dependent upon who's available. Mm-hmm. But I think last year we had about five or six officers able to join us. So,
what kind of topics do you normally get questions about when citizens come to this event?
A lot of times it has to do with concerns within the community, what the police department is doing, how we're getting involved in situations. Others, it's we have this event that we want you to be a part of. Do you have suggestions for this? How do I deal with this type of situation? Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for people to engage in conversation without having to call 911 or feel like they're bugging us. This is a time for us to answer all those questions and, get to know who we are.
All right. And also there's coffee involved, so that's always a good thing.
Yes.
I kind of wonder if the bakery, Hunnish or Woolette's or anything, will contribute any pastries for that. That's always kind of a good thing.
That's going to be up to them, but we'll see if that happens.
All right. And then also, March is Food Drive Month here in Hastings. The program is, the name of the program, it's Food Share Month in Hastings. And you're working with the Food for Kids Drive. And you're going to be doing a Sound the Siren event, and that's already going on, I believe.
Not yet. So we're going to kick that off in April. So April 17th through the 28th, we're going to be doing the Sound the Siren campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with what we did last year, we filled the back of squad cars. It's a great contest between the Dakota County Sheriff's Department and the Hastings Police Department to see who can raise the most amount of food items
mm-hmm.
to give back to the Hastings community. The winner agency or the winning agency, so to speak, the chief of police or the sheriff's deputy, or not the sheriff's deputy, the sheriff get to pie the losing agency's head in the face with a pie. So it's a lot of fun. Hastings Police Department has won the last couple of times we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can keep our winning streak going. But our drop sites are going to be announced shortly. We still have to figure out where that's going to be. But you can keep up to date on that with the City of Hastings Facebook page.
And I know personally that retired Chief Schaefer took great pride in not having to wear any pie on his face.
Yes, and Chief Wolski is the same way.
Well, and so I think the gauntlet has been thrown down for Sheriff Leko. And we'll see how that works out. And once again, the dates are those for April 17th through the 28th. Watch the Facebook page for where pickup sites will be. Contribute to the one that you don't want to see get the pie. Let's just put it that way.
Correct. And we will be announcing that winning agency and doing the pie in the face event closer to Police Week.
Mm-hmm. Police Week being when?
Police Week is the week of May 15th through the, I believe it's the 23rd.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing our open house at the police department this year. So we've done Public Safety Day down on 2nd Street for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back to the police department this year.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about Police Week, which is coming up. Also, I'd like to tie into that. I would guess that when you have the open house, you'll have police equipment on display. But I haven't seen really the retro cruiser that the department took delivery of, I believe, late last year. Is that out and about?
It is. So our school resource officer is the officer that gets to drive that one with the gumball light on the top of it. That will most likely be at the police department during police week.
All right. And have you had a chance to check that that cruiser out? Is there anything that sticks out about it for you? Just that it's older looking?
Just the gumball light and the retro badge star that's on the side of it. But other than that, it's outfitted almost identical to the rest of the police department.
Well, spots. Yeah, I would guess the technology and the safety features would have to be up to modern codes, but it's really kind of cool to see something that brings back memories from an era long gone of the police cars in Hastings. What other things might be going on during Police Week that we would like the public to know about?
So we'll be doing the open house at the police department, like I said, on March 16th. We'll have a bunch of different equipment. So the command vehicle, I believe State Patrol might join us again this year. It's an opportunity, again, for the community to come to the police department, get to know the police officers, figure out what resources are available to community members, and jump in those squad cars. hopefully we'll have a representation from the South Metro SWAT.
Oh, yeah.
And I know kids enjoy climbing through the Bearcat or whatever equipment that they bring. I believe hopefully we can get some more of the fire department to come over with their ambulances and fire trucks again so kids can see that equipment, and it's just a fun time for all.
If you're bringing the State Patrol in, I wouldn't say no to having a patrol chopper.
We've done that in years past with the National Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't guarantee that we can get it again for Police Week, but it is fun to see that fly by.
Well, I'd like to see it land, say, on the Confluence parking ramp and get little tours of it. I like helicopters, I just got to say.
Well, hopefully you can maybe join us in August for National Night Out and see if that's an opportunity.
That would be great. National Night Out, we'll be talking about that in a little bit. But also then, moving through the summer, you had a program last year that I believe worked very well, recreation, arts, and police. You kind of combined these three elements into a community outreach, basically for the younger people in town. And I know it's probably open to everybody, but tell us a little bit about the RAP program and what people can expect.
Right. So we, as the police department, recreation department, heard the comments. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot for teens or tweens to do in the City of Hastings. So we joined together with the Arts Commission to create a programming for those age groups.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we went to various different parks within the city. We had different activities available, Freezy Pops available for kids to snack on as they're running through whatever activity was planned for the day. So we had a bounce house or bounce climbing thing. We've done an obstacle course, tug of war, various different activities that kids found very, very enjoyable. And then there's an art component as well.
Okay.
So kids last year were able to decorate boxes and create their own little art piece, so to speak. And so we're hoping to draw a lot more kids out this summer. It is open to all ages, but it's geared towards that teen tween age.
Okay.
We understand that parents have kids of multiple ages at home during the summer, so we want to make sure that everybody feels welcome, but it is geared towards that older age group.
All right, and that will start in June. It looks like it's a couple times a month running through August.
That's correct. So it's going to be every second and fourth Wednesday of June, July, and August.
And at different parks throughout town. I mean, just once again, keep an eye on that city Facebook page for the latest on when those are up and running and where they're going to be.
Yep. And then we'll also have signs posted in some of the parks. So I know last year we put signs that had QR codes that kids could ride their bikes past and scan so they could bring it home to their parents. We're hopeful to be able to do that again this year.
All right. That sounds like a good time and a fun thing for people to check out. You're also talking about, and all of the details aren't, there is going to be a law enforcement torch run coming up. Can you give us the basic details of how Hastings is going to be involved in that?
Yeah, so that is a partnership with Special Olympics. It is something that has been going on for numerous years. The past couple of years, we've switched between starting in Hastings and going down to Rochester, or starting in Rochester, coming up to Hastings. Chief Wilski rides his bike every year, so he made the trek from Hastings all the way down to Rochester.
Wow.
And I'm hopeful he'll be doing that again this year from Rochester to Hastings, but the dates have yet to be determined. I don't know who figures that out, but it's usually in the summer months. So
all right.
You'll often see, I know last year we had about 15 officers running from City Hall down to the Civic Center. And that's where we pass off the torch to the next leg of people that go. And so there was people from Rochester along the stretch between Rochester and Hastings that took that torch down to Rochester for us.
Passing it off from one law enforcement agency to another along the route.
Correct.
Cool. Very nice. We'll be keeping an eye out for that. Also, is a safety camp at Hastings High School in June. What is the purpose of that, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
So the safety camp, like you were saying, is going to be at the Hastings High School this year on June 27th. It's a one-day camp to teach kids entering 3rd through 5th grade a variety of topics, including mental safety, fire safety, bike safety, self-defense, and much, much more. Participants will be teamed with local leaders from all participating organizations while they go through that day of games, activities, and learning sessions. It is a partnership between the Hastings Fire Police Department, Parks and Rec, and the Community Ed located here in Hastings.
All right. And will that be basically an all-day kind of thing, a morning thing, or an afternoon?
It goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right.
So an all-day event.
Will there be any registration requirements? Do you prefer they sign up, or can they just show up?
There is registration, and you can do that on our City of Hastings website. So hastingsmn.gov. Choose the orange recreation registration button. If you've got any questions, you can get a hold of Paige over at the Parks and Recs department.
All right. And then, we're running through the summer very quickly, but we're already up to Rivertown Days.
Yes.
And what is the police department looking for and hoping to do, and how's that going to be this year?
I'm hopeful for very, very good weather this year. So we usually have the mobile command unit down in downtown Hastings during that event, and we've got officers down there to make sure that everybody that's enjoying the festivities are doing it safely.
All right. And do you just the mobile command center and kind of a lot of foot patrols, but there are any engagement things with the police department at Rivertown Days, or are you concentrating on site security more than anything else?
I think it's a little bit of both. So it's going to be that community outreach. Again, if you see somebody out walking around, walk up to them if you've got any questions or engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid to hold conversations, and if we have to let you go because an emergency happens, we'll politely tell you. But it is another way for us to get out, get involved in the community, make sure that people are enjoying their time and that safety and security are obviously of utmost importance.
It's always been very reassuring to me with things that have gone on in town if there has been an officer presence, a police department presence, it's always been good to see and notice that those presences weren't confrontational. I remember there was a rally that was held on the north lawn of the city hall one summer. Both Chief Schaefer at that time and Deputy Chief Wilski were in attendance in the crowd. It was non-disruptive. You know, the demonstration itself was peaceful. They were there. And it was just good to see that they were in a place where they could show up and not, you know, there's unrest in some places, but Hastings doesn't seem to be one of those places. And I think you guys have done a very, very decent job of getting that good community relation going.
I can agree to that. It was a well-attended demonstration. I was mm-hmm. out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the communication between the group and the police department was fabulous.
Yeah.
Everything, they were willing to look to us for guidance. We obviously wanted to allow them to exercise their rights. And it went off without a hitch. And yep. they were very polite, respectful. And we didn't have any real issues. And if issues did arise, we were there right there to take care of mm-hmm. whatever was going on.
It's kind of a role model situation. I think other cities could take lessons from Hastings on engaging with the community in a positive way.
Yes, but it also falls back on the community members as well.
Which,
so we, yeah, had some, we have some yeah. very, very good community members where mm-hmm. they were respectful. And obviously it went off the way it did because of the mutual respect. And I think it's that community relation building that we have
mm-hmm.
constantly that we're doing.
And one of the premier events for that will be happening in August. And that's, of course, National Night Out. And we're going to end our show with this. Very briefly, let us know how the police department is going to be present during that.
Yeah, so every year we do a community event. Last year it was located at Lions Park. It's up for discussion on where it's going to happen again this year. But it's an opportunity, again, for resources, community people to come out and do a large community party. So at Lions Park last year we had people from 4-H, Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts of America, Community Ed. We had Bruce with the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
We had multiple different people out there. And it's that one National Night Out party for neighborhoods that don't have a party within their own neighborhood. But then we also have the community neighborhood parties as well.
Mm-hmm.
And officers and the fire department personnel are able to go out and visit all of those parties. So if you do have a neighborhood party, make sure to watch the Hastings website for registration. I think that's going to open in early June.
Okay.
So if you want sure. a visit from the police department or fire department, make sure you get on that list so that we can make it out to your party. If you're not having a party in your neighborhood, come join us wherever we do our National Night Out community party this year.
And that's a lot of information in just a little bit of time, but all of the information will be posted on the city's Facebook page and also the city website, hastingsmn.gov, as these events approach. I would like to thank my guest for this segment of Community In-Depth, Community Engagement Officer Whitney Ranowski. I'm glad you're the CEO of Hastings.
I am too. It's a fun adventure to be on.
I would like to thank you for listening to this segment of Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.